Kevin Harlan here. Tomorrow night, 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tomorrow only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's extravaganza, Josh microwaves some cod and the smell is terrible.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We've got a problem.
Are you all right?
It's not what you think it is.
There's Christy at the Navy Federal Credit Union news desk. There's Pat Godwin at the Oxford Gold Group Performance Arena.
Hello.
There's Ace Cosby. Hey, buddy.
I almost fainted coming in here.
Hey, Willie.
I've never seen Josh look so proud of himself.
Have you gotten the aroma yet, Willie?
I'm the farthest possible person. I have got nothing.
What did you do?
Is everything okay?
Did you eat some bad salmon or something?
No, I just reheated some leftover cod for my breakfast.
Ew. Are you kidding me?
I am not kidding.
I almost cussed. I almost said the big one.
What is wrong with you?
That's when Workplace 101, Josh.
Right. When I turned the corner, I thought, what the hell?
I wish.
I had salmon for dinner last night, and I'm thinking,
what is wrong with you? Why would you do that?
It smells like a wet...
Oh, it's awful.
Feces-filled diaper.
Yeah.
Left out in the sun and then rained on and then going
You guys
by,
know how I like to have my protein entrees in the morning.
Your fish. And
normally I have a smoked salmon. I'm out of it. All I had left was the leftover cod, and so I brought it in and I heated
it
up.
On the one hand, I'm glad it wasn't gas being expelled.
Yes. Oh, that would
body.
Be inhuman, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I thought you'd... When he said, well, Josh has a problem, I go, oh, my God, did he just...
No, that's not me.
Go into his pants?
That's just what I eat.
Oh, that was...
Do we have to get
rough.
A new microwave?
It's going to be there for a while.
I'm furious.
You know what? I'm with Ace. This is Workplace 101.
That's the thing. And then the microwave smells like cod for like 6 weeks.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll go in there. To make it smell better, I'll go in there and burn some popcorn.
There you go.
I'd rather smell
that. I would rather that.
Get in there with like a lemon or something. When that cut it, who knows?
Oh,
it'll go away. Give it an hour.
You think a lemon would help that? I don't think. How about one of those odor sponges? I've seen those at the hardware store. Do those work? Where they're supposed to soak up odor?
Does anybody want some?
No.
Do you still have some left?
I don't want any of your breakfast fish, Josh.
That smells like poopy diapers.
Do you still have some left?
Yeah, I've got another like filet or whatever.
Did you?
It's in my heated up dish.
This is so weird.
Would you please go eat it and get rid of it so the smell would go away?
What?
Is there any left?
Christy didn't mean it that way.
No, I didn't mean it that way. You're being mean.
Mark took a fan where?
To the kitchen.
Good Lord, it is really, really.
I knew it would be rude. And I was.
So, and you went ahead and did it anyway.
I was giggling the whole time it was cooking.
Why didn't you do the microwave in the back?
Yeah. I didn't even consider it. I forgot that there was one back there. That's totally what I should have done.
I mean, Christy walked in here. I thought that you had ruined the bathroom.
I didn't know what.
Boy, if I ever. No, yeah. No.
I thought for sure you had passed a little gas there in the hallway, and you were crop dusting everybody. You were just sitting back with a grin on your face.
If a great white made that smell, I'd say go to the doctor.
You think this was
it's
what
not
the,
that. I don't even smell it anymore.
Well, that's your nose giving up is what that is.
Yeah.
You think this is what the ocean smells like all the time?
Probably.
All the fish.
When it's, you know, like stagnant.
Yeah.
Maybe a...
Oh, my God.
Well, I do apologize. It's going to be...
Well,
you don't apologize. You said you were giggling the whole time.
I was.
In the words of my therapist, you don't even know what you're saying you're sorry for.
Your therapist says that to you?
Well... Hey, sports, here we go. Tim Tebow's comeback and NFL career are over. The Jaguars waived him Tuesday.
Bye.
Parting with the 2007 Heisman Trophy winner who switched from quarterback to tight end in hopes
of... Oh, it finally hit me over here.
I just got a whiff of it, too. I think Mark's fan... Look at Ace, he's struggling.
Have you smelled it yet, Pat?
No, I'm not leaving this room either.
Pat's got a door.
We really did just get hit with a wave of it.
Yeah. Oh, it's you never, don't okay. ever
right.
do that again.
All right, let's do this. Let's do this. Yes, let's not ever do that again.
Okay, it is worse than I thought it would be.
When you heat up the salmon, it doesn't have this odor.
It's tough
this...
for me because I'm enjoying eating it. You know what I mean? Like, it's a good breakfast.
You sure it's not spoiled?
Oh, I'm positive. I roasted it or grilled it in the oven yesterday, years ago.
Thank you, Mark. Mark is spraying Febreze in here.
Oh, that's going to ruin my meal.
Mark, spray it on his cod, please.
Spray it in his face.
Have it be some Febreze-scented cod.
Now when I'm trying to enjoy the cod, all I'm going to smell is that fake Febreze stuff.
Aren't you something?
All about Josh.
What happened to eggs in the morning, Joshua? Maybe a banana in the morning? Cereal?
Or a protein? We have protein drinks.
Yes.
Well, yeah, that wrecked you the other day, didn't it, you big baby?
Oh, for Pete's sake. I thought I'd try something new. You know what? I tried it. None of you are happy with this, apparently. No. Is it safe to say you didn't like what I did?
Do you think this happened? You know me and the atom bomb. You know me, the atom bomb and all the explosions and the Manhattan Project. You think when Fermi split the atom, there was an odor? And like, come on! Oh, Enrico, come on!
All right. I will make a deal. No more cod.
Thank you.
Cod on show day. Show
Can
God.
You imagine?
Oh,
if Tom
he would punch you in the face.
Would I still be sitting here right now? Would he suspend me for a day?
He possibly would have sent you home.
Josh, with your cod.
I had an ex. My ex's dad was so offended by the smell of salmon that if you ate dinner with him, he would not even let you order salmon.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yes.
Well, sounds like a wonderful guy.
No, genuinely. Genuinely was a lovely guy. Was a totally great guy. Helped me out a lot in my life, but just had this weird aversion to salmon. He couldn't be around it.
Man,
isn't it wild? This has such a pungent smell.
Don't hide behind. Wow, isn't this unique and interesting? No, don't hide. It stinks.
It smells like horrible.
Like the hallway to a bathroom when you're working the road and you're at a gas station. You're like, who was using that microwave? Ugh.
I'm serious. Are you sure that fish is okay?
I'm positive.
Did you eat it last night?
No, I cooked it yesterday. It was fresh. I cooked it for later.
This just in, various people checking around, checking in from around the building. Eddie, our fabulous engineer and employee of the week, day and month.
Yes, Eddie said, helped me so much yesterday. Thank you, Eddie.
Eddie said, it smells like opening an Asian grocery where they sell lots of seafood.
Oh, yeah, it does. Yeah.
Thank you, Eddie.
And Eddie would know.
He's a man of Philippine origin.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. A Filipinese?
Well, you just keep stepping in.
What am I saying that's wrong? Boy, it is getting corpse-like.
I love you, Josh. Yeah,
for those of you who wonder what the... here you go.
Guys, I had no idea it would permeate the building.
It's still here.
I thought it would ruin the green room.
If for those of you who have always wanted to smell the corpse flower, now's your chance.
Now we know.
We
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
So you didn't try any last night then, huh?
Where was I?
I know it's good.
How do you know?
All right.
How do you know it's good?
It's fine.
I love fish and seafood, but I don't cook it the night before for...
Yes. Well, that's okay.
Oh, I have a meal prep day.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, it's
fine. Well, I do that, yeah.
Am I the only person that's weirded out by fish for breakfast?
No, it doesn't bother me. What, people have lox?
That's normally what I have, right?
No.
This is weird, I think.
It's a little...
But look, it energizes me.
Good for you, buddy. Lean protein. Good for you.
You mean they want to keep their fish safe? That they put it...
I put spices on it.
They put it behind locks?
Okay. We have to play a best of. Okay,
I'll take a little tentative step.
Smells worse than the microwave.
Oh.
Where was I? Oh, I was telling you this. I don't know how we're going to continue.
I don't either.
Well, here's what's going to have to happen. You're all going to have to grow up.
Oh, really?
We're going to have to grow up bringing special breakfast to work, guy. We have to grow up.
I'm going to bring some pig feet in tomorrow.
I'm going to bring some pig in here tomorrow. Tim Tebow is out of the NFL. It's official. Jaguars waived him on Tuesday. He's a 2007 Heisman Trophy winner and a national championship winner with Urban Meyer, who's coach of the Jaguars. You see how that's tidy. Tebow's blocking range from awkward to awful in their preseason opener against Cleveland. That was his 34th birthday, by the way.
My breath is better.
And, and by the way, there's bad news for anyone who purchased one of Tebow's jerseys, which immediately became the hottest selling jersey when it went on sale. According to Pro Football Talk, Tebow jerseys are not covered by the league's jersey assurance.
What does that mean?
I don't know. The program through a place called Fanatics applies to trades only. If there's no protection, if the player is cut or retires. Apparently, if your favorite player in a jersey you have of him is traded to another team, you get an equal jersey. I can't concentrate because of the smell.
I just watched Chick wipe a tear from his eye.
I'm calling the police. Someone needs to call the authorities.
Is there we have to fumigate or
Pat,
something.
Pat, would you like to do a song while we decide what the hell to do?
Sure.
Oh my God.
I'm starting to smell it in here now.
Are you starting to smell it?
Well, my door's closed.
This is all kind of hooked in together, yeah. We're all...
What do you got for us, Pat?
The same system.
Jesus.
This is Jimmy's second year of being homeschooled.
How's that going?
It's going okay. Well, let me sing about it. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Woo!
I'm in my pajamas, rolled out of bed. It's time for Jim's homeschooling. I'll be his teacher for all this year. I'm not equipped and I ain't fooling. So I'm here online. I don't know what I'm doing. What's 3 times 9? It's 10 plus 4, still 13. Goodbye to fourth grade. Cause of Corona. Seeing me and Jimmy home doing schooling. And we both have ADD. Hey, look, it's nice that let's go for a bike ride.
Boy, ain't it the truth.
Very nice.
So it's going well then, Pat.
Yeah, second year, but it's a little rough. You know?
Oh, man.
His mommy's supposed to be moving down here, and he's supposed to be in an actual school, but it's a little delayed.
All right. Well, you know what you got there, Pat. You got your expectations, and they'll kill you. We got an email from Jason.
Hi, Jason.
Hey, I'm driving to work in Toledo. I smell fish. What the hell, Josh? Right there, people. It's official.
I didn't know
it would be this bad.
It's cod. What'd you think was going to happen?
I thought it might smell up the green room a little.
You were smiling. You said you were smiling
at the fact that somebody would be in the green room, not
all through, you know, the building.
100 yards away.
I've said it before. You are a menace, Josh. You are a menace, my friend.
This just in, he said, desperately trying to change the subject. After 13 months of trying to come up with a new name, and I say they've got a nice name, Washington Football Team. I enjoy it. I think if they were Scranton Football Team, you couldn't just call them Scranton, but Washington's kind of...
Yeah, it sounds nice.
Well, they're on the verge of finally making that happen. Washington officially narrowed its list of potential new names down to just three options.
Really?
But the fun part is, they haven't released those three options yet.
What?
Oh, all right.
On Monday, during an episode of what they're calling a YouTube series, Making the Brand, the three-minute episode opens with team president Jason Wright, good man, showing the names to Washington coach Ron Rivera. I love that guy. Wright lists the three finalists for the team's new name, although it's beeped out. Wright says, so the three that will go through are beep, beep, and beep. Rivera then responded by saying he really liked one of the names, but once again, we don't know the actual names. And according to reports, here are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. These are the possibilities. Evidently, it's going to be one of these.
Wait.
Yes.
People going to vote, or are they going to just decide within themselves?
They've already had people send in, and they're going to decide among themselves.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Well, it's
Armada. Here are the names.
Oh my God! I'm calling HR at the very least. HR, maybe I'll call the FBI, Josh.
What's going on in there?
You should be arrested.
Do you realize if we kept a cumulative total of you being here for 35 minutes?
Oh, thank goodness you're funny. Thank goodness we're all laughing.
You've stunk up the entire building, and now you have snot on your arm here in the studio.
You're going to have to go throw that shirt away, jettison that shirt.
I mean, I do have to go wash my sleeve.
Well, of course you do. Yeah, we're it's a mess. Yes, go. Look at it.
Here, I'll
go. It's filthy.
No, go wash.
We're going to handle this anyway.
No, we can.
I'll save those for when he gets back.
Yeah.
Well, that was something.
Sweet baby Jesus.
Well, I hope your dad's sleeping and not listening to the video.
Hey, here's something. Acting United States Attorney General
Jennifer Coolidge?
Acting United States Attorney. Williams has announced Tuesday that the former United States Golf Association employee who has been charged in relation to a scheme to embezzle funds from the unauthorized sale of U.S. Open Championship tickets, according to a statement released by Williams, Robert Fryer, that's the guy, now faces conspiracy, wire fraud, and mail fraud charges. Did anybody else hear him blowing his nose in the hallway? Okay. Fryer allegedly used his position from 13 to 19 to obtain 23,000 tickets he sold to third-party ticket brokers for nearly $1 million.
Whoa.
Fryer faces a maximum of 300 years in prison, 3 years of supervised release, a $3.75 million fine, and $1,500 in special assessment. How you doing there, Smokey?
What I miss?
You all right?
Nothing. Hey, it's way better out there. They're Febrezing. They've opened up the doors. The fans are going.
Oh, good.
It only smells in here now because we closed the door.
What will be known as the COD incident of 2021.
I apologize. I didn't know it would be that bad.
You know what, Josh? This was golden. Everything that's happened in the last 20 minutes, I loved all of it.
Oh, I'm a mess.
So I don't know what we would have done had you not stunk up the building.
Are you going to go eat the other filet?
Yes.
Will you do it outside?
Outside, yeah.
I'll eat it outside. It's probably already outside waiting for me.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in a oil-rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.